Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Yo. Welcome to the catch up.
Yeah, not just any ordinary catch up. This is the best catch up you'll hear today.
Why?
Because it's the only one done today by us.
Oh, the best Josiah and Ellie catch up you'll hear today?
Yesterday's was pretty good. I think we may have had a record amount of downloads.
Oh, yeah. That was because we kind of... We did a trick of the trade. Should I give away the trade secrets?
No way, because other announcers will be listening.
That's okay. It's more the general public who I feel bad about deceiving.
That's true. Yeah, we're better than the other announcers anyway, so who cares?
Whoa, that's so untrue. Anyway, what we did was did a little clickbaity article.
We did.
And we're like, oh, hey guys, guess what? Travis Fimmel's in Shepparton. And everyone's like, what? Turns out Travis Fimmel's in Shepparton like 3 years ago.
Who cares?
Hey, they still listen to the podcast to find out.
Hey, and if you've enjoyed what you heard and you've stuck around and downloaded this one as well, welcome, welcome.
Nah, they just realised what we did to them yesterday and they're so mad now they're not going to download again.
We are a pretty big deal these days. We've got our own producer now. Her name's Brooke and I want to introduce you guys to her. Brooke, jump on the mic there. welcome. You had a good morning with us today?
Yeah, it was a great morning.
You're learning from the best in the industry.
I am.
The best in the industry. Do you know how big this industry is?
This is what we call ourselves Radio GV Room here.
Oh, do you? Do you feel like you're a bit gypped? Like you've been sent here for a work placement for the next 6 weeks. Do you feel like you could have been sent anywhere in Australia? Did you feel a bit gypped that you got sent here to us?
No, I'm pretty happy about it, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's working with two of the best.
Oh, of course. I forgot. What are we best in the business?
Well, the funny thing is Brooke's probably got more experience than both of us put together. Yeah. You're probably sitting there, Brooke, thinking, how did these guys get their jobs? I should have their job.
That's why she's producing us. She's going to make our show better.
Yeah, you'll be the fill-in when Ellie leaves.
Oh, am I getting a promotion?
Yeah, when Ellie gets promoted.
Well, it's good to have you here, Brooke. We're excited to add you to the team.
It's going to be great.
Tell us about yourself. Expanding. You single?
Yes, I am.
She's already hitting up Tinder in Shepparton.
Can you tell us about it? We should have asked this morning. What's Tinder like in Shep?
It's actually better than I thought.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of have run out of people to match with now, so I'm happy to kind of expand it.
I mean, you're alive, so that's a good start, so it mustn't be too bad.
That's okay. Melbourne's down the road. There's a whole new kettle of fish down there. It's fine.
Yeah. Or just expand your location to like 200 kilometres.
Yeah.
And you might have to go for a bit of a drive on the weekend.
I think it's only up to 30 now. So, is it? Not too bad.
You can't go higher than that?
Oh, no, you can go heaps higher.
Oh, right.
I'm just up to that. Yeah.
Oh, right. Because my Grindr account goes through about 500 kilometres. So, yeah.
And you drive that 500 kilometres just to meet the dudes.
Anything for a bloke.
Yep, I know. All right, well, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from you over the next 6 weeks. Brooks, welcome to the show.
Oh, you hear Thank a great you. Story from Brooke in the catch-up.
Yeah. You're right, you're dying.
Something's in my throat.
Getting choked up about having a producer.
Yeah. I just love you, Brooke.
All right, enjoy the catch up. There's plenty of fun in here. I can't remember what it is, but you'll listen and find out, I guess.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
This time yesterday, we spoke about how RBT or Highway Patrol, whoever they are filming in Shepparton at the moment. I think they've wrapped up at the moment. But they came here, I think, last Friday night, and they're filming through to Melbourne Cup Day. You've seen a lot of drug trucks around or drug buses trying to get people over the weekend with Land of Plenty, things like that on. Mm-hmm. I saw a guy get done just out the front across the road from the Park Lake in Shepparton.
Oh, really?
And my mate sent me a Snapchat of someone getting done outside of Kmart. Now, we put the post on Facebook yesterday.
Yep.
It went nuts. People saying they've been done in Maroopna. They got pulled over. The whole TV camera crew were there filming them.
Yeah.
Bit of excitement.
Well, I mean, we don't often get TV crews out here.
Some of the comments on Facebook I was seeing on the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page, people are like tagging their friends saying things like, is this the way I want to become famous?
Yeah. No, can I just say on the radio, using my power of the big stick, no, it's not the way you want to become famous. Let's nip that in the bud.
Should I drink drive to get on TV or should I go on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Pick The Bachelor, I reckon.
Batch is so much more fun, trust me.
A few characters. One person in particular that I want to talk about is the guy that is called Just Waiting for a Mate. Do you remember him from this viral clip from a few years ago?
What happened, mate? What's going on?
I'm just waiting for a mate.
Is that why your car's all smashed up and you're up on the grass at the moment or what?
Yeah. Just waiting for a mate. He's gone in there. Why?
If you missed that video clip, it went viral, maybe 6 years ago, I think 2013. Yeah. That was one of the biggest stories, one of the biggest YouTube videos of all time. I put that on our Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page as a joke saying, we need to find a Shep version of this guy.
Mm.
Do you remember how many people commented back saying, that guy's from Shep?
Yeah, he is.
I'm just waiting for a mate.
Not yeah, he is. We don't condone the behaviour whatsoever. Oh, mind you, I don't know. I don't know. How did it end? Did he end up getting breathoed?
I don't know. Really. Yeah, he got done. He was off his chops.
Oh, okay.
His name, I done some research. Good English.
Are you him?
His name's Clinton Smith.
Yeah.
Friends and family, somebody that knows him, 13, 12, 16, yeah. Please, I will sell my soul to get him on our show.
What are you going to do with him?
I want an update. I want to see what he got out of that because he surely got some royalties for it. Did he get his fine wiped? Like, what do you get for having your face on RBT? We spoke to Craig Marupna yesterday. Mm. He got done by them. They didn't offer him anything.
Well, not only that, but the fact that he became a viral sensation. Like, we all know about this guy.
Have a look at that. Not bad. 2 seconds in. Not bad. Good for
him. He became a viral sensation. Now he's doing, like, promos and ads left, right and centre.
Making money. Imagine if the Waiting for a Mate guy started an Instagram account because Instagram wasn't that big back then. Imagine if that was today.
I know.
Clinton Smith, come on the show, mate. We could make you the Goulburn Valley's Bachelor.
I know. I want to find your mate too.
What's his name? James.
James. Yeah, I want to track him down for you.
The big question. I should have done that for solving life's biggest mystery.
What, is he still waiting for the mate?
Has he ever found James?
Yes. All right. Well, keep it locked to Hit 96.9, guys, because we'll be investigating this mystery further.
I will not sleep till we get Clinton Smith, full name, on the show, guys. Hit GV on Instagram. Hit us up if you know him or can give us his number. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. If you are Clinton Smith and you know him, 13, 12, 16, please make me the happiest man in the world.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Emma Watson. We all know her from Harry Potter. Mm. And she's, what would you say she's now, like an activist, or she's become like this person that speaks like she knows everything about the world?
Yeah, she's a very intelligent girl. I think she's got a spot on like the youth UN table or something.
Is she only intelligent because she speaks with a British accent?
Like, it does help.
I've got a theory. If you speak with a British accent, I'd say I'm smarter. If I did everything in a British accent on this show, even if I screwed up, I'd still sound smarter.
You sound a bit chavvy at the moment, though. You sound like you're not from London. You're from, like, Newcastle.
Well, that's because my grandparents are from, on my mum's side, are from Manchester.
Oh.
There's a bit chavvy around there, I'll tell you what. No, Emma Watson, she's appeared on a show, and she said something that's fired me up. Take a listen to this.
I never believed the whole I'm happy single. Mm. It took me a long time, but I'm very happy. I call it being self-partnered.
Right. She's okay. I'm going to break that down in a sec. She's gone on this talk show. They've asked her about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when talking about being single, she's called herself self-partnered. I am so angry this morning.
I get angry, but I don't.
What's wrong with being self-partnered?
Sounds like you're doing something else to yourself.
No. You just, instead of having a partner, your partner's yourself. Is that what she's getting at?
That's exactly what she's saying.
Yeah,
hey, great. Emma Watson, you intellect, you are single. How clear can I make it?
Hey, I like it because it's like she's found herself, you know? I think that's important to do.
Yeah, she found herself. You can find yourself when you're single.
Yeah.
You don't have to be self-partnered. She's basically just used trying to create her own language just to sound smarter. I'm calling her out. She sounds dumb for calling herself self-partnered.
Are you just jealous because you're real life partnered and not self-partnered?
No, this is the thing, right? If you're single out there and listening.
Yeah.
And you call yourself self-partnered, you're basically admitting to being a loser.
But you're not alone. You've got yourself. It's like me on Melbourne Cup Day when I couldn't find any friends to hang out with. And so I took myself down to the river and I had a beer on my kayak on the Goulburn River.
Yes, that's called being a loser.
No, it's not. It's called being self-partnered.
No, it's not. It's called being lonely. You're single. Just say you're single. Why does she have to say self-partnered? You're not self-partnered. You're in a relationship. She's single. She's not self-partnered.
Yeah,
it is the most left-wing piece of crap I've ever heard in my life.
I'm in a long-distance relationship. So let's face it, I am single for 3 weeks of the month. So in that case, I'm self-partnered. I love it. Emma Watson, you and I, we're sisters, girl.
It is the worst thing I've ever heard for. So if you're going to invent another language, Emma Watson, and try to sound like an intellect, maybe think before you speak.
Oh, you're just jealous because you can't find someone to love you as much as you love yourself.
Well, I'm self-partnered because I do love myself.
Yeah, that's a
right.
Good point.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Josiah, I'm really sorry to tell you, but I know you've known for a while something about me, and that is that I'm an up-and-coming influencer.
Well, you've been trying to be, yeah.
I'm not trying to be. I am. Like,
Ellie, it's pretty simple. Leave your boyfriend, go on The Bachelorette, and you're already an influencer overnight.
What? Bro, I've got 2,000 followers on Instagram. That is a influencer status if you ask me. People always ask me questions. Remember I made this video?
Hey, guys. I've had a lot of questions recently asking me if my eyes are hazel green, periwinkle blue, or graphite grey.
I answer people's questions all the time because they always DM me with questions, and that means you're an influencer.
If you've got 2,000 followers and that makes you an influencer, I've got 5,500.
All right.
What does that make me?
Not an influencer.
Viral sensation.
People want to be influenced by me and they don't want to be influenced by you. Well, until now, no one's actually wanted me to do any work for them, despite the fact that I obviously have influencer status. I've never really been commissioned by anyone until now, baby.
Who was it?
Got an email yesterday from Julie Savart. Savart? Savart. The subject heading is Modeling Assignment for Beautiful Models Cosmetics.
Is it a, was it meant to go to your junk mail assignment? Is it one of those ones?
No. Okay. In the to section, instead of saying Ellie Chaney, it says NA. So it may have been sent to other people. We don't know.
It's blank.
But at this stage, I'm going to assume it was only sent to me. Julie has written, we absolutely love your look and are interested in working with you, ready for it, on a 2-day beauty shoot in Las Vegas, baby.
Is Julie drunk?
How dare you? How dare you?
Can she? Can you do the stomach thing into the microphone again? Because I'm telling you, I've worked and seen models before, and I tell you what, no model can make that noise that you can make with your stomach.
That's my party trick.
Can you put your stomach up to that microphone and see if you can jiggle it around and make that noise?
Hold Here on, we go, I don't know guys. If it's still going to be doing it.
She did it about an hour ago, Golden Valley.
Oh, no. I mean,
that is Ellie's stomach, Golden Valley.
If that's not a beautiful model cosmetic brand ambassador, I don't know what is. So apparently the shoot's going to be taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada from April 10th till the 12th.
Oh, so we've got a show till April.
Yeah, fine. A beautiful model, the brand, will cover plane fare, hotel, hair, makeup, wardrobe, $50 a day. I'll be compensated. So all I got to do is post a picture or video wearing the beautiful model sugar butter matte lipstick and pencil and I can go to Vegas. Viva
Las Vegas. What? How did Julie get your email?
Oh, look, she's obviously just seen my feed and seen like how good I am at modelling and stuff.
You reckon she got in touch with you after seeing your Instagram photos?
Yeah, probably.
Has she seen the way you smile? A lot of people.
What's wrong with the way I smile?
A lot of people around the Golden Valley are starting to comment on your photos.
Okay.
Why do you do that funny smile? Your family said it as well.
No.
How do you explain your smile?
Do you realize this morning on this show, you've already told me that my face is a deformity, that my stomach's weird, and now I've apparently got a weird smile too.
This is why you love me.
This is
Ellie.
Why I need people like Julie Savart in my life telling me that I'm a beautiful model and I can work for Beautiful Model Cosmetics. Okay? But she's finished up the email by saying, for men who would like to be brand ambassadors, that's why I'm bringing it to you, buddy. You just need to do a post wearing the beautiful model blackhead removing kit.
That's racist.
Enter the code AmbassadorMen, and that way you get a brand ambassador discount. It doesn't mean that you can come to Vegas with me, though.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, this is me in Vegas. This is Palace with my beautiful model friends.
We could have done a show from Vegas. How good would that have been?
You're just obviously not beautiful model enough material. So there you go, Golden Valley. Don't expect to see me back here next year, 2020. Any brands you want me to endorse? Hit me up, Ellie.Chaney on Instagram.
There's a few around town. You could be the face of SBC or something.
I mate, already am. Golden Valley Fruit Snacks, come at me. You know?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
A man's been born with 14 toes, guys, and he's been living with this deformity for decades. He's 21 years old, hasn't gone to the doctor in years, and he's finally decided, you know what, I should probably get this foot checked out. Have a look at this, Ellie, and describe the foot to everyone.
Ooh! Okay, so is that one foot?
That's one foot. So there's 9 toes on that foot and he's got 5 on the other. So
how do you find shoes for that? Like how do you wear thongs?
You wouldn't. You just have to go bare feet everywhere. So he's got 14 toes altogether. But this one with the 9 toes on it, it's just unbelievable. There's toes growing underneath toes. It's all happening.
It's like when you see someone with teeth where the teeth are all crowded and all over the place. Yeah, that's what his foot looks like. Just
get
with toes.
Braces, I'd say, if that's you.
How do you do that for toes,
they're
though?
Called eye teeth, those ones. Did you ever have one? I remember I had a tooth growing over a tooth. Then they just start. Yeah. That's when you get the old braces and they do a couple of things to make it all work.
Oh, do they? Okay.
There's a couple of deformities that are going around the place. There's a lady, right? I was just reading this story and it fascinates me. Her name's Caroline Arthur,
Morning, Caroline.
I wouldn't call it a deformity. It's actually incredible. And it turns out she's a local. She's a Lake Eildon lady. So shout out to her if she's listening this morning, or the family, or anyone that knows her. Her legs. She has the longest legs in Australia.
Ooh.
How tall are you?
164, I think.
Her legs are 131.6 centimetres. So her legs basically go up to your mouth.
Literally. So what, that's 30 seconds.
30 centimetres from the top of your head. So about your chin.
Whoa.
That is some long legs.
That is crazy.
Caroline, we'd love to come meet you and get a photo with you if you are listening. Get in touch with us. Hit GV on Instagram or 13 12 16. Have you got any weird deformities besides your face?
I've got my stomach thing.
What?
That was really rude. Are you saying my face is a deformity?
No, just get on with your stomach story.
I spent 5 minutes doing my makeup this morning. Okay, I tried to make it beautiful for you.
I thought I got away with that.
You did not get away with that.
Tell me about your stomach.
That's it, I'm out.
What's wrong with your stomach, okay, weird girl?
My stomach makes a weird noise.
That's actual audio of Ellie's stomach,
yeah,
by the way.
Literally.
What is it? Like, so you can grab it and just make that noise. Why
not
does it do
all
that?
The time. It's only when I've eaten like 2 hours ago or something and it's like digesting. Like at the moment. Oh,
it's doing it. Go. That is live audio, keep going, of Ellie's stomach, Goulburn Valley.
These microphones work really well to pick it up.
That is unbelievable. Keep going. I think you need the toilet.
That is my coffee from Macca's.
13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. Do you have a weird deformity or something different about you? Could you have the Australia's longest legs? Maybe you have a weird stomach like Ellie. Yeah. Maybe you have six toes.
If you can make your stomach make noises now, let's do a live stomach show for everyone.
We should get rid of mouth trumpets and start doing stomach trumpets or something.
I know. Remember when you made the Australian whistling team? That's dead now. The Australian stomach team. Here we go. I'll sing you out.
Yeah.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
How's your knees? Ellie showed me during that song. She's got a weird thing going on with her knee.
Yes, my body's just weird in general. I've got really knobbly knees, so much so that like the bone sticks out of the front of them and I can't kneel. And I used to be in the high school musicals, and one of the moves was you had to like slide on your knees along the floor and then like twist around on your knees, and I couldn't do it because my knees are so knobbly.
Did they give you knee pads?
Yeah, I had to make my own. I went and got like a bandage from the chemist and then put heaps of other bandages underneath it, so it was like padding for my knees.
Customised knee pads. Look at you go, Ellie.
I'm a pretty cool chick, Josiah. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Very talented.
Let's go to Sammy from Shep on 13, 12, 16. Sam, have you got a weird body quirk?
It's not me, but my girlfriend's got a third nipple.
Brilliant. Ooh. Sounds amazing.
Like Chandler Bing on Friends. Okay, where is the third nipple?
It's just on the underside of her left boob.
That's interesting you say that. How is she young by any chance, Sammy?
No, she's 30.
Oh, okay. Because remember, I've revealed this on the show before, Ellie. I had a third nipple underneath my left nipple as well.
So I can't take you seriously.
I'm dead serious,
nipples.
Sam. And the reason why I bring it up is because when I was 15, a lot of people get it when they first develop breast tissue. I think it's like 1 in 3 people get it. And then it falls off after a while. Look, I've still got a scar for it.
I don't want to say,
don't
put your shirt down, put your shirt down.
Well,
sorry,
Sammy,
Sam.
I'm glad to relate to your girlfriend, mate.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, rich people, they make me bloody angry.
What are you talking about? Your family are loaded.
Oh, whoa. No, I'm not.
Your dad was a high court judge.
Supreme Court, thank you very much. That's... Step down from the high.
Yeah, but they get more money, don't they?
No, they do not.
Do you have a boat?
Yeah, but just a small one.
Do you have a nanny?
No.
Growing up.
Okay, I had an au pair for a couple of months. Okay, but these people that I'm about to tell you about are ridiculously rich. So a travel company, a luxury travel specialist, I should call them, they've revealed some of the most strange and outlandish requests that they've had from all their rich VIP customers. Okay, get ready to get angry with me.
All right, here we are.
Okay, so some of these requests include getting a hamster babysitter. Not only a hamster babysitter, but a hamster babysitter in the sky.
What are you talking about? Like an actual, like for the pet hamster?
Yeah. So one client was so concerned about his daughter being scared about leaving her pet hamster behind that they paid for someone to fly with the hamster.
Awesome.
And hand deliver it to his daughter.
Wouldn't you, if you were rich, have better animal than a hamster?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I was loaded, I'd buy a monkey.
Oh, I'm sure the corgis were there as well. And the Bengal tiger as well. That was just down in the compartment below. So that's one of them. What about the person who lost their phone and instead of just going into the local Apple store, decided to get an iPhone hand-delivered to Venice by their personal assistant?
Oh, how good's that? Great. It's great if you work for the family, though. It's a great gag.
Well, but you have to deal with this stuff. These are some of the best ones. I'm still getting to the horrific ones. You ready? Another client wanted to celebrate his wedding anniversary with his wife. Cute, delicious, whatevs. So what he wanted, though, was to get a pony, and then he wanted a butler in a white tie and a silver tray with two champagne flutes, and he wanted the pony to come pick up his wife, go for a walk around, and then get to the butler with the two champagne flutes. And they made it happen for him.
Something your dad would do for your mum, isn't it? Very Cheney-esque. Very much a Cheney thing.
He wouldn't go a pony. He'd go a white horse.
Good point.
Okay, yeah. And a carriage.
No, he'd pay for a unicorn.
How about this one? The person who requested a sea room at a hotel that they were staying, sea view room. Problem was the hotel was 64 Ks from the coast.
Oh, come
on. So the hotel was like, we don't have any sea view rooms. And their client replied, well, Florida, this is over in Florida. Florida's a skinny state, so like you can probably see the ocean from anywhere. The hotel's like, no, but you can't know. Like, we're 64 Ks away. There's heaps in between. Another client requested that they had nothing purple in their hotel room. Problem was that hotel was lavender-scented and purple-themed, so there was purple all around it. Despite that, they did manage to remove everything purple from the room.
Poor Grimace. How would he feel?
Who's Grimace?
From McDonald's, the purple guy. Why would you hate purple things?
How do you know that?
As it, who doesn't know Grimace? Grimace is the fat purple Grimace. Thing. He's the character from McDonald's. You've got Ronald McDonald, you got the hamburger, and you got Grimace. Grimace is the purple one. He'd be so offended.
I think you're making that up.
As if, okay.
The Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald, that's it. That's all the characters.
Ellie, McDonald's are our major sponsor.
Yes, thank you. 30 deals in 30 days back today, by the way.
You don't know who Grimace is.
No.
You know what? You're that rich family.
I'm not.
You are. That's why.
Poor. I can't even afford Maccas. That's my problem.
You know, you do know who Grimace is. You're that rich family that hates Grimace so much that you're refusing to acknowledge who he is.
Josiah.
You're a snob.
I can't afford the $1 for a cheeseburger, okay? It's not my fault.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I want to talk about sliding doors moments now. If you've got one, 13, 12, 16. Katie Holmes, you may know her from Dawson's Creek. I don't want to wait
for our lives. Love this song.
What a show.
I never really got into it. I feel like I need to go back and watch it as an adult now.
Well, you're a big OC, XOXO, Gossip Girl type fan, aren't you?
Never, no.
Oh, really?
But I do like my teenage dramas. I just wasn't allowed to watch them when I was younger.
Oh, you would love Dawson's Creek then. Well, how's this for a sliding doors moment? She's just appeared recently on the front cover of LUK because she's a model. And she's talking about how she got the role, very similar to you, how she got the role on Dawson's Creek. It's an unbelievable story. So obviously she got asked to audition for it and she said no. She turned down the role, right, to audition for Dawson's Creek because she said she has to do a school play.
Oh, bless her cotton socks.
Who says no to Dawson's Creek for your school play?
Me? I could have been on Neighbours, but I had to do the John 23rd College version of Thoroughly Modern Millie. So
I don't believe
sorry
you.
Sorry about it.
Anyway, how's this? Everyone that auditioned the first time round for Dawson's Creek, the director actually lost all the audition tapes.
Oh.
How's that? And she went and they contacted her again because they lost everyone that went the first time round and said, hey, I know your school thing's over now. Do you mind auditioning again? Because none of the first ones got through because we actually lost their tapes.
So it's fate.
She auditioned that second time and that's what got her the role. So if she hadn't said yes the first time, they would have lost her role completely.
Yeah.
And she would not be, we wouldn't know Katie Holmes to this day.
I mean, maybe she would have got a part on like the OC.
Nuts.
You don't know.
You're such a pessimist. There's no way.
I'm being optimistic.
13, 12, 16, sliding doors moments. Producer Brooke, who we just introduced you guys to before, is in the studio. You told me an unbelievable story about your mum yesterday.
Yeah, so she worked at a bank in London and she got a promotion and it was in New York, but it was actually in the World Trade Center. So, yeah, but she didn't take it because, so she was going to move there, but because my dad couldn't get a visa there. So that's the only reason she wasn't working.
And that was for September 11 when the buildings went down. So your mum was meant to be in those buildings when the plane crashed.
Yeah. Whoa.
But if your dad hadn't been denied a visa, you probably wouldn't have a mum.
Exactly, yeah.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Wow.
What a story.
That is insane. We want to talk about this morning, Golden Valley. 13, 12, 16, those moments that could have changed the rest of your life, but you didn't take that opportunity. It's like how I've got this memory in my head of when I went job hunting straight after school, and I walked around this shopping center. I was just handing out resumes, and I walked into the Nike store, and I was like, oh, do I want to work here? I don't know. And I walked out, and I didn't give them my resume. And then I saw a sign on the door saying help needed, and I was so desperate for a job that I had this moment where I was like, oh, may as well. Turned around, went back and gave my resume in, got the job, which then led to me moving to the Gold Coast, to me meeting my ex-boyfriend, to then having a five-year relationship, all because I turned around and took that job. No? Not as cool as Katie's?
They all sound like terrible things. Ex-boyfriend that cheated on you.
Yeah, I mean, that relationship was awful, but hey, it was 5 years of my life, so that was a bit of fun.
Hey, life-changing nevertheless.
Let's go to Katrina from Yarrawonga. Katrina, have you had one of these life-changing moments?
I have. We were in Thailand, and we decided to go on, like, a boat cruise, like, out to the islands, and then we're like, oh, no, there's bad weather coming, we'll change our minds, and went on a different tour. And that boat actually capsized that we were supposed to go on. So,
did anyone die on board that boat?
A couple did, yes. Yeah. And there were actually a couple of Aussies on there at the time, but I think they survived. It was on the news, and my dad actually called me and was like, "Are you guys okay?" We're like, you know, we're all good, but yeah.
Hey, Katrina, was that a few years ago? Maybe like 8, 9 years ago?
It was like 5 years ago.
Was it a bunch of Aussie girls from Sydney?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, it was. I knew those girls that survived that. They're all over 60 minutes and stuff. They're still traumatized by that incident to the day, but the girls did survive in the end. But there was a couple, you're right, that did die on board. I think they were some locals.
Yeah. It was absolutely horrible.
What are the chances?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, did you find you had, like, a new lease on life after that?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
How's that for a sliding doors moment? You survived, and I knew the girls on that boat that you avoided.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
The world is a small place. That is incredible, Katrina. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
Isn't it weird to think that today could be one of those moments for someone listening right now? Like something could happen to someone on their way to work this morning that's going to change the rest of their life.
We could make out right now.
Okay, we're not making out.
It could change the rest of
Why
your life.
Why does it always lead to that? We're having like a heartfelt, deep discussion.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Everyone's favourite segment for a Thursday.
Is there going to be a day where you don't start one of your segments with everyone's favourite segment?
Well, when I get stopped in the streets, they say that every segment that I start that with is their favourite segment. So it makes sense.
You can just lie through your teeth.
I'm not lying.
Who stopped you in your street and said that?
Stacey and Coles yesterday.
Oh, okay. Morning, Stacey, if you're listening.
How are you, Stace?
She would be because this is her favourite segment, obviously.
Nice to bump into you, Stace. We're going to solve the life mystery this morning. Why do we run with bent arms? Mm. Now, where does your brain first go to when I say that?
It goes to the episode of Friends where Phoebe runs weird.
How does she run in that? You know I've never seen Friends.
Yeah, she just runs crazy, but that's what I picture because I feel like running with straight arms, you look strange.
Here's a funny thing, right? It turns out whether your arms are bent or whether they're straight, it doesn't make a difference at all. They use the exact same amount of energy.
Well, do you know what? I'm thinking of Usain Bolt. I feel like he's runs with pretty straight arms.
When he sprints.
Sprinters run with their arms by their sides, don't they?
Yeah, but that's bent. They don't. You're not running like if you ran with your arms down by your side, you'd look like an idiot.
Like this. It's not good for radio. But you know, like your arms straight down and you're pumping them from side to side.
Well, you see those people that are walking the streets, all those walkers, you know, those professional walkers in the Olympics. They look weird as well.
They've got arms bent though.
Yeah, but they look like they've got something stuck up their butt as well when they walk.
It makes you go faster. Trust me.
I reached out to my friend Dr. Bolt. Dr. Usain Bolt.
Oh, are you friends with him?
Yeah, I sent him an email to say, why do you run with your arms bent? He's got back to us and said it's just a natural way that our bodies have progressed over time.
Oh, good answer, doctor. Are you kidding me? Is that it?
I'm not joking.
Is that the whole thing?
That's the only reason that we do it. So, you guys, if you're going for a run today, or if you're on the treadmill, you can chuck your arms out straight or you can bend them. Bend them's just a way that our bodies have formed over the years, just to naturally, because it feels better. But whether you can have them straight as well, it doesn't make a difference. Uses the exact same amount of energy. Doesn't make you faster. Doesn't make you slower. You just look a bit weird.
I feel like we need to test this theory later today. I reckon you and I should run down Wyndham Street with straight arms.
No, I'm not doing that.
And then bend arms and see which is faster.
We'd look so weird.
Well, actually, let's go to Shep Sports Stadium. Get on the track there and do it.
Do you know how weird we'd look running with straight arms?
Yeah, we'd look great. It'll make a great video.
We should start our own, like, you remember how we started the Whistle Australian Whistle Team last year? Was it end of last year?
The straight arm sprinters.
The straight arm sprinting team. Imagine if we got an Olympian into the Olympics next year, Tokyo 2020, and they ran with straight arms, like completely straight. Well, I'm trying to picture what animal they look like. Is it a penguin or something?
No, it's like a baboon.
A baboon when they walk
with their arms like running down the side. I feel like the science hasn't been strong today, Josiah, but regardless, I'm going to give you this.
Another one of life's mysteries solved, guys.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Before we come to the end of another show for your Thursday, tomorrow R&B Fridays is back. We did introduce you earlier to Brooke, our new producer. Now, Brooke, you sat through the whole show. It's your first one you sat through for Josiah and Ellie. Out of 10, what do you give the show?
I'm going to give it a 10.
Ooh.
I like Brooke already.
Brooke, if that's
she's coming on strong.
If it's really a 10 out of 10, Goulburn Valley, search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast store. You can catch up with the whole show right now. Who's your favourite out of Josiah and Ellie?
I can't choose yet.
Okay. I like her. She's diplomatic. I feel like second day on the job, she's not wanting to ruffle too many feathers. Good approach, Brooke.
Who's funnier?
Don't. He does this stuff.
You know you are.
Oh!
She gets so offended when people say that.
Just when I was complimenting you on your diplomacy.
Hey, Brooke, on our public Instagram profiles, you have to say who you are. Mine says public personality or whatever it is. Ellie says comedian.
No, it does not say comedian.
Mine says art.
Oh, you're an artist, are you?
Apparently.
There you go.
Hey, guys, starting tomorrow, you will hear Brooke from 9 o'clock after us, as well as helping us out during the show as well. Thanks for sticking around, Brooke.
Yeah, thanks, Brooke.
Love another coffee.
Welcome
thanks.
To the team. I hate you.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.